Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel takes first base on ball 4. Simons moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Simons moves to third. Sisel moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simons scores. Sisel moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisel scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries has Chapman trapped. There's the throw to Tate and back to Jeffries, who tags Chapman for the out. Sewell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Hal McCain now pitching. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simons takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Chapman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Lazary. Lazary fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lazary. Kerr is thrown out after the base hit. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Gehrig moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball towards left. Fonseca catches it and throws to second to double up Gehrig. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. McCain is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. 1 out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood is hit by the pitch. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries moves to second. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 2 in the game. McCain bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Tate moves to second. 1 out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Simons hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to McCain covering. Safe. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Watwood bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for John Kerr. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fonseca scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Lou Fonseca now playing second base. Ike Ekrod now playing center field. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Hank Joe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-4 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry is hit by the pitch. Combs moves to second. Pat Carraway now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to third. Larry moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. Larry scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 6-5, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. Chapman scores. It's 8-5, Yankees. Red Faber now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-4 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Perkins hits a line drive into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Weinert now pitching. Frank Grubb pinch hits for Benny Tate. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Red Faber. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is hit by the pitch. Lefty Gomez now pitching. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Grubb moves to third. One out. Luke Appling pinch hits for Bill Sissel. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb scores. Simons moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-6, Yankees. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.